Hello, 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 and welcome to the 31st episode of Divine Downloads. I am your host, Elizabeth Overton, and I am really excited about today's episode. I thought what I wanted to do today was really share some super personal information with you. I am calling this episode Nurses of Influence. May we know them, may we become them, and may we support them. So in today's episode, I will be sharing with you the top 10 attributes I believe to be the characteristics, the attributes, the qualities that a nurse of influence practices, believes in, cultivates. And before I share those with you, I do want to share a little bit of my story and kind of where this is all coming from. So I've been a nurse for 21 years, and the last 8 years of my life have been some of the most challenging, soul-searching, gut-wrenching times as a human, as a nurse, as a mother. And it's been a huge blessing because what happened was I was working as a nurse in an electrophysiology lab. An electrophysiology lab is, so if you think about the heart and heart care for patients, you have the circuitry side, which is electrophysiology, the rhythm, right? And the plumbing is your coronary arteries, the arteries that feed your heart with blood and oxygen. Somebody has a heart attack, they have a blocked artery, they go to the cath lab, they get an angioplasty or stent. Sometimes they need open heart surgery for a bypass of the blocked artery. The electrophysiology is when people's circuitry is not working. That could be the pacemaker of your heart, your SA node is not working. Maybe your heart rate's too low. It's in the 40s, and it's better if it's in the 70s, so you get more perfusion to your brain, the rest of your body. So in the EP lab, we do things like pacemakers, defibrillators, people that have atrial fibrillation, irregular heart rhythms, do ablations for those, as well as cardioversions where you cardiovert the irregular rhythm. And so hopefully a sinus rhythm so people don't feel short of breath and like their heart's racing a million miles an hour. And other atypical heart rhythms are treated in the electrophysiology lab as well. And my whole career basically was spent treating cardiac patients. Started in the telemetry unit as a brand new grad at North Memorial in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, was part of their very first new grad program, which was incredible. Totally supported and mentored for an entire year. It was amazing. It was amazing, amazing. Then I went to step down for telemetry. Then I went to the cardiac ICU. And then I transitioned over to the electrophysiology lab and spent 13 years there, loved every bit of it. I loved the being able to provide people, you know, give them their lives back. Because when you have an irregular heart rhythm, you're short of breath, or you have heart failure, just it was a very rewarding type of work. However, I was working part-time. I had recently become a yoga teacher, and I felt like I was trapped. Even though I was working part-time, I still felt like I didn't really have a life because I couldn't create this freedom that I wanted because my schedule was variable. So that was at least the excuse I was using, is that my job schedule was preventing me from being able to offer a yoga class or do something that was consistent. And so I started to go down this journey of reflecting on this idea of, okay, I have an amazing job that's rewarding, working in the field that I went to school for, which is great. I have an amazing family. We're all really healthy. And I felt guilty because I wanted something more. I wanted to make more of an impact than I was able to make where I was working. And I wanted to be able to do it on my terms. So I started this journey. Fast forward 8 years later, and I'm now at this place where my life is really unrecognizable. And that is all to do with the soul work that I have done, which is a sort of a fancy word for doing the work. I call it looking under the hood. The things that we resist the most are the things we need to look at. That's the place where we need to do the healing, right? It could be something from a childhood trauma or a wound or something on the playground that has created this set of beliefs or ideas that we are carrying around about ourselves that are actually not true. And so I have gone on this incredible journey, and it has led me to this place of more creativity, more ideas, more flow, more joy, more fulfillment. And I told one of my girlfriends, I said, you know, I'm ready. I love it. The thing that people say about me the most are two things. You have such great energy, and you're so inspiring, and your posts are so uplifting and inspiring. And that's great. However, to be a nurse of influence, it's a different frequency. It's a different vibration. So if you take the word inspire and then you take the word influence, they have very different energy. They have very different frequencies. While inspiring is a phenomenal medium to provide to people to be able to inspire someone to take action or to look at something in their own lives. And so I have evolved into this place of wanting to make a bigger impact on the world as a human, and in my role as a registered nurse for 21 years. And so here I am. I have this platform. I have this podcast. I can do whatever I want. And so I want to share with you the top 10 characteristics or traits that I believe are paramount to a nurse who wants to be an influencer. So the first thing is, a nurse of influence, and I'm going to use the pronoun she because that's just what I want to do right now. This is my show, and that's just what I feel called to do. So a nurse of influence is completely connected to her soul. She is grounded in her values and her morals. So those 8 years that I was on this journey over the last 8 years, I was not connected to my soul. I was so disconnected, and I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. There's no soulful nurse person that I could go to. It's like, I don't want to see a therapist. I don't want to see my nurse manager. I don't want to see my faith person. It's like there was nobody for me to talk to. So that's when I went on my journey. And so I reconnected with my soul through many different outlets: meditation, energy work, energy clearings, nature, and more nature. I started to be shown signs that I was supported and that I was actually a very creative being. And I started to flex that muscle. So instead of being all in my head above the clavicle, having these ideas about myself that weren't true, I was able to drop down into my heart space to connect with my soul. To me, soul is interchangeable with the word higher self, spirit. It's that version of you that knows no bounds, that is full of compassion, all knowingness, all beingness, one with God, the whole nine yards, like everything in the kitchen sink, without the ego or fear, lack, struggle. That to me is your spirit, your soul, your higher self. So through all these different modalities and exercises and experiences, I have been able to connect with my soul. So a nurse of influence is definitely connected with her soul, because when she is connected to her soul, she has full access to her intuition. And you are born intuitive. And your upbringing and conditioning, societal, cultural beliefs will have you doubting everything that you know to be true. So pretty soon, this built-in mechanism that you have that was brought to you for safety is unusable because it's so covered up with stuff that's not true. And so what better for a nurse to have, especially working in a clinical setting at the bedside, is intuition. Because a nurse that is connected with to her soul and to her intuition can tell you hours and hours and hours before a patient starts circling the drain, because she is plugged in, tapped in, turned on to her intuition. And a nurse who is connected to her soul is grounded in her truth. So she embodies what she knows to be true. And you can't mess with that. It's a very, very powerful tool. And it connects you to the earth, which is a very powerful tool as well. Number two, she has very strong boundaries. She demands respect, and she always comes from a place of compassion. She has what I call non-negotiables. And number one on that list is self-care, y'all. Self-care, number one on the list. So, and a non-negotiable is something that, like, you just don't negotiate on. Maybe it's you don't eat gluten, or maybe it's you don't drink alcohol, or you don't drink coffee, or you don't work the evening shift. Whatever it is, it's a non-negotiable. And that's a very strong boundary to have, because when you get thrown into healthcare, then you get thrown into all types of situations. If you do not have strong boundaries, you're going to end up sick and tired, sick and tired, sick and tired, and sick and tired. One of the most profound things a nurse of influence has is strong boundaries. She does not allow other people to treat her like a doormat. She does not allow other people to talk down to her. She commands respect. And she treats other people that she wants to be treated. So that's what shows up on her path. Characteristic number three, she flexes her creativity on the regular. This allows her to have a beautiful flow of yin and yang energy, which is basically, yin is more of a introspective sort of slow energy. It's like reflective, and it's intentional, and it's really allowing things to unfold organically and not being so attached to outcomes. And yang energy is very masculine. It's very action oriented. It can be a little bit pushy. So you need both. And the more that you have a little bit of yin, a little bit of yang, a little bit of feminine, a little bit of masculine, it's this beautiful dance, right? It's this ebb and flow of energy. And so when she's flexing her creative muscle, the beautiful thing about that energy is that your creativity is the portal to your imagination, and your imagination is the portal to your intuition. Everything keeps coming back to your intuition. And so many people are so far removed from creativity, from your intuition, from your imagination, because again, there's probably a lot of masculine energy. You're go, 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 go. You're not ever in nature. You don't allow yourself to be in this creative vortex. So that is definitely an important characteristic for a nurse of influence. Fourth, she does not allow another person's beliefs to sway her. So I consider myself to be a very influential person. I am very good at offering thoughts or reasons to back up why I'm sharing on a certain topic. However, a nurse of influence, since she's grounded in her truth, she is connected to her soul, her higher self, she knows that there is a possibility, if the ego gets involved, that is going to try to sway her, dissuade her, pull her off of her path when she is trying to evolve, expand, become an influencer or an influential person. Because that's the ego's job, is to keep you, quote, safe. And staying safe is great, right? What's that quote about ships that stay in the harbor? Like, that's not what ships were built for. Ships were meant to be out in the water. So a nurse of influence is open-minded and allows other people to come into her vortex to share their opinions and their beliefs. However, she doesn't allow the other person's beliefs to affect her own truth and the decision that she wants to make. So the fifth characteristic of a nurse of influence is her energy is unmatched. She has more energy than you can shake a stick at, and it's because she knows how to leverage it, and she also knows how to protect it. That's one of my favorite things to talk about. It's my wheelhouse, my mea culpa. It's what I love to teach on because everything is energy. I have so much to share with you on that, but that's for a later date. The sixth characteristic is when she falls down, she gets right back up. There's no, like, I used to work with a doctor and he would say, listen, we don't have time to dilly-dally. So when you're an influencer, you don't have time to dilly-dally. So it's about when you fall off, awesome. It's called life. You get right back up, you dust yourself off, and you pivot from that accident or that mishap or whatever it is, and you get right back on the path. The seventh characteristic is she sees mistakes as opportunities to evolve. Again, a nurse of influence doesn't have time for this idea of failures. To me, a failure is like never trying or never asking for what you want. It's like, as long as you're Brené Brown fan here and student, as Brené Brown says, if you're not in the ring, don't be slinging mud, because unless you're in the ring, you don't have the voice. You don't have the capacity to be able to say what is or what's not unless you're doing the thing, you're taking action, and you're in the ring. So when we fall down, we just get right back up. And when we make mistakes, it's like, oh, cool. Like, what can I learn from this? Where can I pivot from here? The eighth characteristics is she always asks for what she wants. In fact, she asks for the moon. Because you know what? If you don't ask, the answer is always no, and you just might get a yes, or even better. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The ninth characteristic, she sees no, not as forever, but not right now. She sees no as a just not right now. It's not forever, it's just not right now. And also this energy of this or something better. If a door gets closed, then it opens up the possibility for something that's more aligned with your frequency. And the 10th characteristic, and this is one of my favorites that I do really well, and that is a nurse of influence always, always celebrates the success of others. Here's why. Well, 8 years ago, I felt completely lost. I felt disenchanted. I felt lost, alone, afraid. I didn't know who to turn to. I didn't know who to talk to, because it wasn't just like, you could call it a midlife crisis. It wasn't just that. It was like, how do I make more impact in the world with my profession? There's got to be a better way. And what I have known on my journey is that there's so much potential to compare yourself to another person, right? So it would make no sense for me as a nurse of influence to compare my chapter 12 to someone, maybe a mentor or a teacher of mine, to their chapter 55. Comparison is the thief of joy, and it's part of human nature to compare. That's how we are wired. It's in our DNA. So it's easy to create self-doubt and rob your joy when you compare yourself to somebody else. Here's the thing. This is what I want you to take away. There is enough abundance and prosperity for everyone on the planet. And when you can shift your energy from, oh gosh, well, I couldn't do that, or who am I to become this, or whatever. Or if you look at somebody doing what you want to do, allow that to be evidence for you of what's possible for you. When you're feeling like you're not worthy, or you couldn't do what someone else is doing, it's just because you have some energy or a belief around the fact that you're not ready, you don't have what it takes. Trust me, been there, done that. And when you can shift your energy from the comparison and even like green with envy or jealousy to, oh my gosh, this person is doing amazing work in the world. I think I will acknowledge her. I'm going to call her out on her success. I'm going to witness her. I'm going to see her. I'm going to validate her. That is how you become a nurse of influence. You become a nurse of influence, you surround yourself with nurses of influence, and you cultivate this feeling of influence by calling out other people that are doing what you want to do. They're killing it. They're successful at it. Because when you do that, you elevate your own frequency. Here's the thing about energy. Wealth, abundance, prosperity, doesn't matter what it is. It's not something you get. It's not something you acquire. It's something you tune into. It's something you attune to. The easiest way to attune to something is to get your mind and your heart in this place of receiving and allowing thoughts of abundance, evidence of abundance. Evidence of abundance could be anything from seeing a dollar bill or a penny on the curb to seeing a fellow colleague launching a very successful business. Those are all, you're tuning into the frequency of abundance. So that is what I want to leave you with. I can't wait to hear what you think about this. This is probably the most personal thing I have shared so far on this podcast. And I'm thinking, hey, this is my show. I could say whatever I want. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the frequency of your energy? Are you an inspirer, which is a beautiful, 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 beautiful energy to be in? Are you an influencer? And if you're not, do you want to become one? So next time you are at work, next time you're feeling low, you can ask yourself, like, what would a nurse of influence do in this situation? And that nurse, you can better believe it, she is coming to the table with solutions, with strategies, with the energy of prosperity, abundance, asking for the moon, and bringing the energy to back it all up. So I hope this resonates with you. If you aspire to be a nurse of influence, I would love to have you join my hive, my tribe. I don't ever want one single nurse to feel like she doesn't have a hive or a tribe, especially when she's going through this transformation of becoming a person of influence. Because the way that I see it, registered nurses are influencers. And the more that we start to embody that, that is how we're going to heal the current situation that's going on in our country with healthcare and with our profession. And so I would love to have you join my tribe over on Facebook. Just search Nurses of Influence. I would love to see you there. And shortly, I am going to offer a free training called Nurses of Influence, The Words We Use. So more to come on that. Please, if my podcast resonates with you, again, I'd like to get it into the ears of more people. So if you felt called to leave me a review over on the old iTunes, I would be most grateful. I really appreciate that. If you're a repeat listener, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And remember, you're an amazing human. Even in, and especially when the times you feel like you're not supported, you completely are. So start to tune into that frequency of being supported. How would you think differently? How would you show up differently when you align with that energy of being supported? Until next time, take amazing care of yourselves, and I hope to see you in the Nurses of Influence group. Bye.